Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch, presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Super Bowl 59 is coming up here on Sunday at 6:30, and we've got that game for you, 105.7 The Fan. But talk about this, Mike Harmon. Sad news coming out of Bears land. Virginia McCaskey, owner of the team, passed away. 102 years old. She's the daughter of George Halas. She was born in 1923, and the Bears, one of the founding franchises in the NFL, and they've got a Super Bowl ring, one of the most iconic teams in the history of football, the 85 Bears. But Virginia McCaskey passing away at the age of 102.
She had a hell of a run.
Sure.
To say that. You know, 102.
I mean, she was born when Babe Ruth was in his prime with the Yankees, if you know what I mean. Wow. And Jack Dempsey was the heavyweight champion. And everything that's happened after that.
Yeah, historic franchise. Great franchise.
So rest in peace, Miss McCaskey there. And, you know, Mike's a Bears fan, and I'm sure he may or may not shed a tear. He's been running hot with his Bears here as of late, so stay tuned for that. But anyway, Super Bowl, Kansas City holding steady. This 1.5 points in their favor has been since the opening line, basically. Still at 48.5. Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Eagles, you know, second time around for him. This is a guy that was on a hot seat after the end of last season, maybe earlier this year. And here he is talking about building a culture, a winning culture, being just as important as devising game plans.
You know, it's about setting the culture. It's about being able to go to different things, being able, if a player needs you, to be able to step out of a meeting to be able to meet with that player. You know, there are a lot of different things that go into it. Yeah, calling plays is one portion of it that some coaches do and some coaches don't. That's just the mode that I have.
He's a guy that gets a little testy too.
Yes,
with fans or with his players. He's had some dust ups on the sidelines there.
I'm guessing, Bob. I mean, if you were sitting in a room and he walked in, do you think it'd be like, you know, like when he walks in a room that he grabs your attention type guy? He seems like a type of guy that, you know, just one of the good old guys. Just, you know, just like if he walked into a bar and be like, hey.
Nah, he looks like he's got a little swag to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in his second Super Bowl in 3 years, and he coaches in Philly where you need thick skin to succeed there for sure. But they lost that Super Bowl 2 years ago. Great Super Bowl as it was, a loss nonetheless. And what's the revenge factor, Nick Sirianni?
You know, obviously that makes for a good story, all that. But, you know, that's a different team, different time. One thing we talk a lot about is embracing adversity and how adversity shapes you into the person that you are. So all our setbacks, including the 2022 end of the season there, we use to help shape us who we are. It's about embracing adversity and growing from all your, you know, not only the good things that happen, but then also the bad things that happen. Because again, like I said, that just shapes the person, the player, the coach you are.
The 22 season, they went to Super Bowl.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Are they losses?
I thought maybe he was talking about the 23 season when they lost six in a row.
Well, that was adversity. And then Baker Mayfield told him to have an early vacation.
No doubt.
But to lose on a last-second field goal.
Yeah, that's lose the Super Bowl on a last second. That's a tough one. You would probably you'd feel miserable about that. But, I mean, like, how much different do you think it is, like, the Ravens feeling when drop two-point play? You know, same type. You know, it's a gut-wrenching.
Oh, it's a finality. One team wins.
Yep.
The ultimate prize. And they were 60 minutes, maybe 5 minutes away from it. The Ravens still had to win another game to get to the Super Bowl. Still a disappointing end, but not that close to your season coming to an abrupt halt. Nick Sirianni was asked about Patrick Mahomes. Now, 2 years ago, he was the MVP of the league. Threw over 40 touchdown passes. He was still Mahomes throwing missiles up and down the field. Maybe he doesn't do that anymore, but he can still extend plays, right, Nick Sirianni?
We'll have to be on our game. We'll have to tackle well. We'll have to get off blocks well. We'll have to rush well. Have to be on the same page. He obviously presents a lot of challenges as a phenomenal football player and presents a lot of challenges. So we'll have to be at the top of our game.
Oh, that's a given. Got to be on the top of your game, especially in the fourth quarter. That's where you got to be on top. And I think this, Bob, this would be I wonder if it's a prop bet or not. I think Mahomes is the leading rusher for the Chiefs.
I'm assuming that would be a prop bet, or at the very least over under total yards for him. Nolan will break out all of our prop bets tomorrow, but I'm guessing somewhere deep inside, that's something you can make a wager on. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is NFL lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs, going for third straight Super Bowl. Whether you're impressed or not remains to be seen, but three straight. Talks about going up against Vic Fangio's number one ranked defense.
This guy we're playing this week is a pretty good defensive coordinator. And I feel like I can't get rid of him. It seems like every year, he's once or twice or three times, he's there. And he does a great job.
I mean, if you're an offensive coordinator, if you're the play caller, and you're going up, you want that challenge of going up against a great coordinator. I would think that would be, in Andy, you know, that's the battle that he has to win, you know, on Sunday. I gotta win that battle with my offense against their defense. If I can win that battle, Spags is going to take care of his business.
Now, we talk about Andy Reid, or we did earlier in the week, Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches, and if he gets his three-peat, how do you not put him on that thing? But Patrick Mahomes, he's making a run at not only being on the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks, but maybe being the greatest quarterback of all time, Andy Reid.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have Patrick Mahomes. So I don't want to. I'm not going to slight that part. He's a great player. Will go down, I'm sure, as he finishes his career. He's still young in this thing, but as he finishes his career, he'll be one of the greats to, if not the greatest, to have done it. So that definitely helps. I don't want to slight the coaches and his teammates. He's got some good players that he's able to deal the ball to, and those big offensive linemen that are helping him out. He appreciates those guys. Took him out to a nice steak dinner the other night, so he appreciates all those guys. And
Andy brought up the right name first.
Sure.
with Mahomes. But that's the stir. You look at every great coach, they've had that dude. They've had the quarterback. They've had that guy. You know, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, the Bulls, they had Jordan. You know, the great teams have had the great guy.
Well, the dynasty ones. And Joe Gibbs is the only guy to win Super Bowl with three different quarterbacks.
Did he have a great was Riggins with all three?
He was with the first one, and then Timmy Smith became the dude in the one. Then he had Ernest Byner, but they had always had great offensive lines, always sound special teams wise, always had playmaking wide receivers. But to your point, Walsh had Montana, Noel had, you know, Bradshaw, Aikman with the Cowboys, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Don Shula had Greasy when they won back-to-back Super Bowl. So, yeah, you've got to have that dude. And real quick, before we get Kevin Willard back from yesterday. Grant Yudinski was named yesterday as the offensive coordinator of Jacksonville. Grant, 29 years old, played at Towson. Nice. College football. Will not call plays, however. Liam Cohen said during that awkward press conference that he was going to be the play caller. So an offensive coordinator who doesn't call plays, what exactly does he do? They're also going to bring in Shane Waldron, Jacksonville, to be the pass game coordinator.
Yeah. Well,
remember, I sucked at electric football, so I can't help you with this.
Well, Bob, if you want, you know, because he's coming from the Vikings, and he can't leave the Vikings if he's under contract.
For a lateral move. Right.
So they to get him, they had to give him a coordinator role. You know, Bob, it's kind of like, I mean, be like, I got a young head coach who's going to call plays. First time calling plays at Tampa. Now, his second time calling plays as a head coach, and it looked like it when he walked into that room. On his staff, if I was, you know, like the owner, he better have some veteran, you know, like we were saying with Zach Orr. You better have your Dean Pease type guys around to help him, because he looked like Opie Taylor walking in.
Terps tonight at Ohio State. A game you get here on 105.7 The Fan. Kevin Willard joined us yesterday talking about his team and prepared for the game. Stay tuned for that. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk about Super Bowl 59, Kansas City going for the three-peat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
An hour, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, a nationally renowned radio host. He'll be joining us to preview Super Bowl 59. But yesterday on the show, Maryland head basketball coach Kevin Willard joined us. Terps are at Ohio State tonight, taking on the Buckeyes, trying to make it 5 wins in a row. They are 2.5-point underdogs, but ranked for the first time this season. And as we talked to Coach Willard about it, Kevin, being ranked, is that still a big deal in this day and age of analytics and everything else?
No, I think it does matter for two big reasons. I think, you know, in today's era of college basketball, with all the newness every year of your roster, it's kind of a reward for the guys get rewarded for all the hard work that they've put in. So for a new team to come in and you make them work and you make them sacrifice, I think it's really good for your team morale to understand, like, hey, how hard you've worked is great. And I think it's also really good for what you just said. You know, last night you're watching college basketball and they're going through the rankings and, you know, Maryland's out there. So I think it's good for the future of the program.
All right, Kevin, let's go back, if we could, to the Wisconsin win and, you know, dramatic win at that, exciting game, as we have seen. But Deshaun Harris-Smith came out of high school, highly regarded recruit. He's kind of adapted to a new role, hit that big three that helped turn that momentum around. Talk about Deshaun Harris-Smith, the role, and how he's become acclimated to it and his importance to this team coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that Deshaun has done is he's really grown into a tremendous leader. And I think, you know, obviously going from starting and playing all the minutes he played last year, going to the bench, I think it was obviously a big adjustment for him. But I think as he's gotten adjusted to it, he's really helped us tremendously with his leadership. Not only when he's on the floor, but when he's on the bench, he's almost like having another coach out there. And, you know, he's gonna have an unbelievable career. I think so much pressure was put on him last year and so much was talked about his shooting. I think coming off the bench has relaxed him a little bit. It's let his personality come out a little bit. And I think he's playing really good basketball.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Cerato. Terps tomorrow at Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Speaking of energy, guys, and we talked a couple weeks ago, Coach, about Jordan Toronto, but Kapari, the athleticism is off the charts. He banged that three against Wisconsin. Where's the ceiling for him, still relatively young in his college basketball career here?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been trying to do with Tafar and Jordan is balance out, making sure that we always have three shooters on the court, just because of having Derek and Jew out there. And I think what Tafar has really been great at is understanding who he's playing with. I think that's, you know, he knows when he's out there with Jew that he gets to kind of float on the perimeter a little bit and be a shooter. But if he's out there with Derek, he understands, like, hey, you know, Derek's going to be a little bit more on the perimeter. I got to get inside and work the baseline. So I think his understanding of the game and understanding what big he's out with has really helped him. And, you know, he's got athleticism. We want him to shoot more because he can really shoot the basketball. But I think his ceiling is going to be really fun to watch.
Kevin Willard, Maryland, Ohio State tomorrow. Now, the last time you played him, Thursday night, last time you played him, you dropped 50 on him in the first half, but they won at Purdue. They blew out Kentucky. They've had some other interesting games in between. Looks like they could shoot that three a little bit for sure, and they have a couple of guys led by Bruce Thornton that can really, like, make life miserable for you if they're on their A game.
Yeah, I mean, they've really kind of turned the corner. They've won 3 out of 4, lost a tough one to Illinois the other night, but have been playing really good. I mean, you win at Purdue, you win at Penn State, home versus Iowa. You're playing good basketball. And I think it's obviously Bruce Thornton's one of the best guards in this league. But he's got a young freshman, John Mobley, who has just, he's really matured. And I think he's the difference in the fact that he's playing at such a high level and shooting at such a high level that it's going to be a really tough contest for us.
Hey, Kevin, when you have 8 days off in between games and stuff, how do you handle it with the players? Then how do you handle it with your coaches? Do you guys self-scout type stuff, or what do you guys do? Guys out recruiting?
Yeah, we did. We took 3 days off, not in a row. We kind of did a day after Wisconsin. We did 2 days of a lot of individual work, and then took another day off Sunday. Tried to get these guys refreshed mentally, and then we kind of just went through our playbook a little bit. We did hit the road. We were on the road for 4 days, so kind of combination of both. The biggest thing was trying to make sure that we get these guys some rest, because January was a brutal schedule. So kind of get them some rest and get them refocused and get ready for February.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Fan in Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Coach, last thing for you. What the hell's gotten into UCLA? A crony gets thrown out of the Xfinity Center. All of a sudden, it's playing like it's Bill Walton, Jamal Wilkes running around out there. They beat Michigan State last night. Boy, the ebbs and flows of the Big Ten, pretty interesting, I would say, first week of February.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I actually just talked to Mick this morning, is they've been home since, I think, they played at Rutgers. They've been on the West Coast since January 14th. So they've played four home games. One of their away games was USC. So he's been able to really practice and kind of get in a good rhythm, because they haven't really traveled, and it's really helped his team.
Kevin Willard yesterday on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the resurgence, of course, of UCLA out there on the West Coast. Rutgers is coming to town on Sunday, and we'll be talking to the coach about that one next week. But Ohio State, first things first, you can hear that game here on 105.7 The Fan. Our coverage starts at 6 o'clock. But when we come back here on this Total Request Thursday, Super Bowl 59 is coming up. 105.7 The Fan, 6:30 kickoff. Kansas City going for 3 Super Bowl championships in a row. It's never been done before. Eagles trying to upset, if you will, the apple cart. And Mike's a Chicago guy, went to Northwestern, grew up as a White Sox fan, believe it or not. But Virginia McCaskey, longtime owner of the Chicago Bears, she passes away today at the age of 102. So Mike will pay tribute to her and talk about the big game and maybe give us the fantasy, it's just 5 players. Are we going to find a Pacheco to make us some money, perhaps?
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Video at 81.057 The Fan. A week from today, Mike Elias. Let me talk to the media. Fingers crossed he's not talking about 3 guys starting on the IL. Like we heard last year, as the Orioles get ready, hopefully, to make the playoffs for the first time in 3 consecutive seasons since the late 60s, early 70s. They did it back-to-back years, have yet to win a playoff game. But, oh boy, we got plenty of time to analyze that and see where they will be headed. So, pitchers and catchers next week, Elias a week from today, and it's all ready to rock and roll. Baltimore baseball tonight will be here before you know it. Everybody on 105.7 The Fan. Terps tonight against Ohio State. You can hear that on The Fan. And you can hear Super Bowl 59 coming up on Sunday. It's Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan, joining us now. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with Fox Sports Radio. I Want Your Plex. SwollenDome.com. All sorts of other podcasts. Because he lives in L.A. What David Spade say? You know, if you live in L.A., podcasting's like jury duty. Everybody's got to do it. He is our one and only friend, Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening? Hope you're feeling better, by the way.
Yeah, no, the long road, in the middle of a nap. So set an alarm, and I'll talk to you wonderful people, and then I'll throw the phone off to the other side of the room and get some more napping in. But no, that was rough. Last week was not fun.
Well, I'm glad you're better. I'm glad you're with us. Set it, forget it, Ron Popeil said way back when. Before we get to the big game and everything going on throughout the sports world, Virginia McCaskey passing away, owner of the Bears at the age of 102. Certainly George Halas, the founder of the NFL. They've had that team under control for literally over 100 years. And you're a Bears guy, and the Bears haven't won a Super Bowl in, 39 years coming up on that sort of thing. But how does this make a Bears fan like Mike Harmon feel that Virginia McCaskey's been synonymous, her and her family, with the team passing away?
I mean, there's something to be said, right? As you get a little bit older, you cling to the things that are, you know, permanent, semi-permanent, and, you know, you like to have that history lesson to it for a league that I don't know is very good at honoring its history as well, right? Baseball does it right at every turn. Basketball tries to get it, and football bit by bit. So when we talk about, you know, those surnames of our history with the league, there's something to it. And, you know, having the regal 100-plus-year-old matriarch of things, as much as she became a symbol for the futility of the organization, I mean, there's no two way, you know, way to dance around it. You know, that, you know, as a family business, they don't get out of their own way, but certainly, you know, for the organization, sadness, but I mean, that's one hell of a run, fellas. We should all be so lucky to see so many things in our lifetime.
And we talk about runs right now. The Kansas City Chiefs on a pretty impressive one themselves. What, 7 straight championship games? Now another Super Bowl, trying to become the first team ever to win 3 straight of those. What's the significance of that for you? We talked about it last couple of days here on the show. Jason Cole, who you know, of course, he was on, and he thinks if they get it done, this will be the most impressive three-peat of all time in any professional sport, given the landscape and the way it's changed in the NFL since, you know, back in the 60s when Hallis was winning in the early 60s, had 12 teams in the league, 12 game schedules and all that good stuff. Does it surpass anything baseball, Stanley Cup or NBA wise, pro sports level?
I think you bring in the Stanley Cup. I would put hockey second. Just the brutality of the sport, right? And the physical attrition. You know, baseball, you get into runs and, you know, yeah, you might lose a pitcher here and there, but overall, you know, you can keep teams intact. In the NBA, as long as those two stars are aligned, you can get things done. Certainly, I'm never going to try to diminish anything that the beloved Bulls did, because for all their futility, I still get to cling to a decade of greatness. But when we look at it from the NFL standpoint, you know, the amount of attrition we have year to year due to games lost due to injuries. You guys know this well. I don't know if I've joked about it. I don't know what term you'd use, but, you know, for years it was the Ravens and the Chargers. You know, you need an exorcism in the training room, you know, with the number of games that were lost. This year you had some better, the football gods were on your side a little bit more, right? Ronnie Stanley stays healthy. You look at what the underline does when you have that kind of opportunity and bring in Derrick Henry and all of that stuff. So for the Chiefs, you know, the principal characters are there, but they've changed out so many of the ancillary parts, but it hasn't derailed any of it, right? And you're winning with multiple styles. And I think that's the part that's most impressive to me. I mean, hell, that game against Buffalo was the first time they'd really shown some explosiveness on offense, right? Otherwise, it's been a little bit of grinded out. Maybe a big play here and there, but it hasn't been a sexy brand of football. And so now you go into this matchup and see if we can't get the scoreboard racing like we did the last time we met. But yeah, I mean, it's really hard to discount what Reed, Mahomes and company have been able to do. I mean, it really is impressive.
Hey, Mike, we're kind of waiting in anticipation tonight for the selection of the Hall of Fame. Do we get 5? Do we get Suggs in? Do we get Yonde in? What's your feeling on who gets in tonight?
You know, you talk about Jason Cole. I've done everything I can to pick his brain. I sent him pizzas. I've done everything. Try to see if I can't get a little bit of a leaning here, right? You started all off with the big fight of whether Eli gets in, and then it kind of goes from there, you know. But for me, I mean, a look at what this is, you know, I'd love to see Yonda. I'd love to see, I mean, I think Suggs gets in. I think he gets in. Maybe Antonio Gates gets pushed over the end line here. But, I mean, a couple of these guys, it's really curious to see, you know, whether they fall over the goal line here. Is Keekly, does he push over in this one? I mean, I don't know that Fred Taylor does, but a long-time love from me. Like, whenever I can get a bunch of offensive linemen in, so, you know, push Willie Anderson in too, you know, because it drives people nuts, right? If we get a bunch of the big uglies in there, you know, between defensive linemen and offensive linemen, it gets people out of sorts because they love the skill players. So that's my hope. But it is an eclectic mix of guys that are in the finals here. So I think it's going to be a fun watch during honors tonight.
Yeah. Where are you with Vinatieri getting in or not getting in?
Can't really say. You know, I hate the default. Can you tell the tale of football without a guy? But of all the guys on the list, other than Eli, you know, like when you're going year to year, it's like, all right, how did this year end? You know, Vinatieri's name comes up a bunch, right? So it's kind of hard to dismiss. But again, we have this bias against the kicking game. It's supposed to be a third, but usually it's dismissed, right? Until the guy misses a couple of 50 yarders. All right, you guys got other stuff to worry about.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wish that was the least of the problems going on.
Yeah, no, that's the least of the issues is being able to kick from distance right now.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast, one of the many podcasts. Before you give us a guy who's going to maybe a Gainwell, Pacheco-level player that could win you money in daily fantasy, do you have your Luka Doncic jersey yet? How excited are people out in beautiful people land about that trade, as stunning as it was, by the way?
Well, what a week it's been for the NBA. I mean, at least for a few days, we stopped talking about how terrible the product is because we're talking about all these big moves and big names. But, you know, the Doncic thing goes down on Saturday night, right? I do an early morning Sunday show, Bucky Brooks. I'll do it this Sunday to get Super Bowl Sunday started off for the network. But I was taking my nap, you know, because I normally get up and then make some notes. And Jason Smith and I, we don't talk a lot during the weekends, right? We go on our separate ways so that we have some random stories about what did you do and crap like that. On a Monday, he called me like he either just won the lottery or just had another kid. Like, he was so excited about it. It was like, wait, real? Imagined? And out here in LA, you know, like, what's funny is in all of the rhetoric, I don't know how much you guys experience this, suddenly Anthony Davis was a bum the way this trade had been characterized, and which is just laughable because Dallas is actually in a pretty good place to maybe make some noise here the second half of the year. But for Luka, look, as long as the body's right, and I'm concerned about the calf injury as a thing, not because of, hey, the guy carries a little bit extra weight, as evidenced by that whole beer episode with Michael Finley last playoffs, but is that chronic and something that's to be watched? But in the interim, there's a team that can go out. You know, they go and get a center so long as he stays healthy. You got guys that, you know, can play above the rim. They can score 130 points a night. If nothing else, it's a bit of a return to showtime short term. So maybe stylistically, basketball will have a little bit of a renaissance here.
All right, Mike, last thing. We know the usual suspects for Super Bowl 59, Mahomes, Hurts, Barkley, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the unsung hero? You're going to make putting your roster together. Who's going to come in at a cheap price that's going to pay big dividends when it's all said and done?
Well, if we got an IDP slot, then I'm a Carl Loftus guy. Because, look, you got to pay the premium for Jalen Carter and those guys on the other side. But from the offensive side for the Chiefs, I'm looking for a big player or two from Hollywood Brown. And that's where you're going to find some value in your prop bets as well. The yardage total is low. The other guy who's been an afterthought, big name, came in, hasn't had to really put up huge numbers. Because, like, Travis Kelce, I think his over-under on receptions is like 6.5 and all his other stuff. That's all fine and good. Give me Hollywood Brown and maybe give me a quick hitter to DeAndre Hopkins. I want to say his over-under for yardage is only 17.5 yards.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, with advice as always. Mike, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Go back to sleep.
Peace and love, guys. Thanks. I'm going to have a beautiful nap dreaming of someday the Bears or any of my Chicago teams winning something of substance again.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a long nap, if you know what I'm saying. All right, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDome.com. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Maryland basketball. Terps tonight taking on Ohio State. Maryland, I think, live dogs at 2.5, so I'm leaning towards the old Turtles. Pull off the road win. Then they got another interesting game Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday at noon against Rutgers, back with its full complement of players. They beat Illinois last night. Trade deadline's happening. DeAndre Hunter goes from Atlanta to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Nurk alert! Got Cundiff out of Phoenix. He wasn't even playing. He's riding the bench, but it is what it is. We'll see what else could be coming our way. Could old Zion Williamson, once in a blue moon Zion. Zion comes around as much as the full moon does.
Yeah.
When he gets onto the floor. And then tonight, NFL honors. I'm assuming Lamar Jackson's going to win Most Valuable Player.
There'll be a lot of calls tomorrow if he doesn't.
And then that'll also lead to other calls. All right, great. He's got three MVPs. Yeah. Where's that Super Bowl appearance? As Nolan said, Jalen Hurts just kind of a guy. Eh, well, he's 60 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl, played in his second one in 3 years. Ultimately, that's the judge. And I think Sizzles gets in the Hall of Fame.
Hopefully tonight. One of the Ravens. That way we just something to celebrate, you know. Although there'll be all the trips out to Canton this summer.
If a defensive player of the year, a defensive rookie of the year, two-time Super Bowl champ, doesn't get in first ballot and a kicker does, we got something to argue about here. I'm not saying Vinatieri's not a Hall of Famer. He is, and he will get in Canton. But had a Keekly, 7 All-Pros in 8 years. Come on, man. Right.
I'll say if Suggs and Eli get in, Ravens-Giants in the Hall of Fame game.
There you go. Right. The most anticipated football game of the year, right?
Yeah, nobody plays.
What day is it? It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First text here on the Super Bowl. Texter says, it's hard for me to bet against Mahomes given his track record, but this really just does feel like the Eagles' year. So much better overall from a roster standpoint. Beyond quarterback, is there any advantage for Kansas City?
I don't think so, Nolan. And the thing about it, when I saw the injury report, everybody practiced for the Eagles too. So the injured offensive lineman, Dickinson, and the center, they both practiced.
This one here on the Orioles. Texter says, something tells me the Orioles adding Laureano is not a precursor to a trade like everyone assumes. I think Elias is just covering his bases, knowing that O'Neill, others not always healthy. Carlson, O'Neill, Laureano will all play meaningful games for the O's this year.
Laureano is going to play. One-year deal, option for a second, out of options, $4 million. Laureano's going to be on the opening day roster. Carlson's got three options, so he probably, barring an injury, we'll find out, I guess, a week from today whether that's going to be real, he'll probably be on the Norfolk shuttle. Oh, by the way, Taron Vavra, welcome back.
Hey, he's there.
If that doesn't get you excited, you don't have a soul.
This one here, talking Ravens, DaCosta's recent interview with Todd McShay. Texter says, I don't know if I'm quite on board with DaCosta's logic about being excited about the season coming to an end, but if he did his job right, they'd still be playing. Go get the real pass rush threat this team needs. Another weapon for Lamar. Make this team fully unstoppable.
I think a guy that his win rate is really high would be big, and another corner on the outside is going to be big, and a tackle, probably a right tackle if Rosengarten's going to play left, and then we'll see with inside linebacker. Well, one of the biggest things now is, we hadn't talked about it in a long time though, kicker. Need a kicker.
Right, yeah, you don't know where you're going with there. And one last text on Maryland, says the Terps being underdogs is a surprise to me. No offense to Ohio State, but after that beatdown earlier this year, I just don't think they can keep pace with the Terps. Maryland took their foot off the gas in that game, too. Should have dropped 100 on them.
The only guarantee I'm going to make about tonight's game, I mean, like, guaranteed Joe Namath style, it will not be 50-17 at halftime. It'll be much closer than that. Ohio, Maryland's better than they were back then. So is Ohio State, playing on their home floor. So it'll all unfold starting at 6 o'clock tonight on the Fan. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, hopefully talking about that win, previewing the Super Bowl in a big, big way, talking about Terrell Suggs maybe getting into the Hall of Fame and everything else that's going to be going on in your sports day over the next 24 hours or so. Inside Access, everybody, coming up in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy, because it's a little crappy out there weather-wise. And we'll talk to you for Featured Artist Friday. Black Sabbath, man. You're on the Fan. Class dismissed.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.